But this, I'm very excited to meet him.
Yeah, well, Parade Kid is a 30-year-old man who lives up in Dawsonville.
Douglasville.
Douglasville, same difference. I can never get that right. He's from Douglasville, and he loves parades. Ever since 1999, he has been in the Douglasville Parade for 4th of July. He fashions his own outfits out of leotards, and he makes his elf ears, and he calls himself the Italian elf. For other people, like Miss Furfur, who hate us and don't respect our talents,
hey, no.
We have here a song that a band did. The band is called
Miles from Home.
Miles from Home. You can see
it's
the
like Mad Libs.
You can see this video up at 99x.com on the Don Miller Morning Show page, and you can see Parade Kid in action. Some people, Holly, actually think he's Fat Kid, but no, Parade Kid is actually real. There has been many web pages about him. In fact, there's one up now. He's got many sponsorships. And he also has been in many publications. Recently got his portrait painted. You can see that, too. Here is the Parade Kid song, as sung by Miles from Home.
I got some good news here. I got some emails today, and let me read it to you.
Going right into the bit.
All right, go right to the emails, Parade Kid.
Okay. Hi, Chris. You have 9 sponsors. You can be sure to maintain your website. Mention your website, which is www.paradekid.net.
All right.
Really?
Okay, here's the rest of the sponsors. The site was built by Create Code Web Designers.
Right.
Okay, and here's the rest of my sponsors. Agric Queen Salon on Douglas Boulevard, $5 off a haircut. If you mention the name Parade Kid.
Now, Parade Kid, what do you get from that salon for being so generous and offering up your image for them?
Oh, I get totally free haircuts, free hairdos.
And you told us an interesting thing. Who cleans your hair when you're at home?
Oh, I wash my hair at home.
Yeah, but there's an animal that cleans your hair occasionally?
Oh, yeah, my cat, Nash.
Yeah, all right, okay. What else, Parade Kid? Who else is sponsoring you?
Honey Baked Hams, Douglas Boulevard, $5 off a ham if you mention the name Parade Kid.
Wow. Now, Parade Kid, what did you get from Honey Baked Ham?
A free dinner.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I got a free dinner. A free drink. It was all free.
All right. Well, what else did you get, Parade Kid? From what are some other sponsors?
Jittery Java's Coffee Lounge, Chapel Hill Road. $1 Crazy Bubble Tea or $2 Frosty Java.
If you mention Parade Kid.
But if you mention Parade Kid, now, you get the dollar Crazy Bubble Tea. Or you can get, which is $2 Frosty Job, you get like $2.
Right. Exactly. All right, well, Parade Kid, you were at that Jittery Java's place when Miles from Home song. You were there last weekend, weren't you?
Yep, I sure was there.
Now, we have some audio from there. Parade Kid getting very overzealous when given the opportunity to take the stage.
Explain what's happening here.
Okay, Miles from Home are playing a concert at this coffee house, and Parade Kid kind of bum rushes the stage.
He does. Well, he knows who the people are there to see.
Yeah, he's enough of this band. Yeah. Parade Kid needs the microphone, and here's what Parade Kid does.
Today I watched in silence as people passed me by. Strained to see if there was something hidden in their eyes. They all look back at me as if to say, life just goes on.
Welcome to Jittery Java. My name is, I'm the famous Parade Kid. How I got my name, Parade Kid, I participate in the Douglasville 4th of July and Labor Day parades every year. Looking for, if you live in Douglasville, I got a surprise. $5 off the Egret Queen Salon Beauty Salon. Any haircut, hair dye, coloring, anything, that's $5 off. If you want one, just let me know. I got the cards.
That's right, surprise everybody.
Yeah. Well, Parade Kid, you gave the people what you wanted. They wanted. Good for you.
Let me read the rest of this good news. Pervino's Italian Restaurant, the official Italian restaurant of Pray Kid, the Italian elf.
Right.
Right. Well, like,
Pray Kid, what's been the best part about being a celebrity?
Oh, the best part is fame and attention. I love getting attention, and I love being laughed at. It makes me feel good.
Well, Pray Kid, listen, you want to be a celebrity, and you know, on Monday, we are going to pick you up in a limousine.
Yep.
We are going to drive you to the station, and Peanut from Menomina Good Song made you a loop of a song that you are going to sing over with your own lyrics. I'll play the audience some of the song.
Okay.
All right, that doesn't work.
Let me read the rest of this good old email.
Okay,
print line on Highway 5 making my own business card. They're donating business cards to me. Print line on Highway 5, Douglasville.
Really, Parade Kid?
Douglasville School of Art is a sponsor, too. Douglasville School of Art in downtown Douglasville. And got some good news. 99X, the official radio station of Parade Kid.
Oh, my goodness. Right. We've been given that.
Nice.
Now, Parade Kid.
Chapel Hill News and
Don't try to stop them.
Okay, listen. Chapel Hill News and Views, the official magazine of Parade Kid.
All right, Parade Kid.
Is that it?
And don't forget 99X, official radio station of Parade Kid.
Now, Parade Kid, you hear the song going on in the background. This is going to be the dance song that we make the video for, and you're going to actually perform at a concert for us in September.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that.
Can you drop some of the lyrics that you've written?
Yep, I actually got the lyrics. I actually practiced my lyrics already.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, let me start the song. I got on Windows Media Player.
All right, you start it over there.
Okay. Here I come. Here comes the parade. Here comes the parade. Here comes the parade. Here I am.
Wally's in trouble.
Here comes the parade. Here he is.
All right, Parade Kid, we have some phone calls for you. Fat Kid, get up on the microphone.
He's coming all the way.
Yeah, Peanut's Parade got Kid, his work cut out for him. He's got a lot to work with.
Yeah, Parade Kid, we love Parade Kid. Don't give it away all right now.
Here he is.
All right, Fat Kid, talk on the microphone while he's singing.
Okay, I'll talk right here while he's singing the show that is not me doing Parade Kid.
True. True.
Here he is.
Yeah. All right. Do you think Parade Kid's Fat Kid?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Parade Kid. Fat Kid talk.
Okay. I'm talking right here. Drew, this is not me. I'm not that talented.
I know how y'all can.
Like,
he is here.
Parade Kid is a totally different guy.
I think that people think Parade Kid
is
Fat Kid.
Well, I swear to God, I did not know Parade Kid, and I'm looking at Fat Kid. I swear.
Hey, I'm going to the parade today. I'm an A&M.
He's still saying Parade Kid. Hello.
Don't you tell Parade Kid to shut up.
I can't hear what you're saying because Parade Kid's still singing.
Don't.
All the way. Here comes the parade.
I think the parade's kids.
All the way to the Don Miller Morning Show.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Oh, look at line three.
Here he is at the Don Miller Morning Show.
Yeah.
All right, Parade Kid.
And here he is.
He's in the zone.
Is.
Yeah.
Here he is.
So here he is.
Oh, I mean, come on.
God.
Pray, kid. Pray, kid.
Here comes the parade.
Would you interrupt Bono while he was singing Pride the Name of Love?
If it sounded like this, yes.
Hey, all right. Be nice.
Parade. Here comes the parade.
People think you're Parade Kid.
I don't know why they think I'm Parade Kid.
Here he is.
All right, Parade Kid.
Here comes the parade. Here comes the parade.
Line three is...
I want him to talk to Parade Kid, though.
There is Parade Kid.
All right, Parade Kid.
Okay, good job, Parade Kid.
Parade Kid. Oh, hooray, Parade Kid.
That was excellent.
Parade Kid, have a conversation with Fat Kid. Say hello to Fat Kid.
Okay, was that excellent?
Yeah, that was better than excellent.
It was great, Parade Kid. How are you today?
Doing great. I'm glad to talk to you today.
I'm glad to talk to you, too. I believe I've spoken to you on the phone a couple times when I was filling in for Calandro. Now, you have to tell all the listeners that you are not me, that you live in Douglasville.
That's you, Fat Kid.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm so glad to talk to you, Fat. You know, you're a very nice Fat Kid.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, listen, I think
I got a good idea to sort of, because I know Fat Kid and Pray Kid sort of rhymes a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And I know how to separate that. We can use pre-K, P-K, Italian elf.
All right. Well, listen, we have some listeners who want to talk to you, Parade Kid. All right. Let's first of all go to David. Yep. David, you live in Douglasville.
Yeah.
All right. You want to talk to the Parade Kid? Go ahead.
Well, no, I was calling to say that he's not the same person because I live in Douglasville. I took my son to that parade.
There you go.
Yep, that was me. I was the Italian elf.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, David, you are a fan of the Parade Kid, are you not?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, everyone's a fan of the Parade Kid. Let's go to... But Parade Kid, with your fame, is going to come some worries. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're on with Parade Kid.
Yeah, this is incredible this morning. First of all, I want to thank you guys for that wonderful performance by Parade Kid. The guy is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you, Brian.
Good to talk to you, too. And there's no way that Parade Kid and Fat Kid are the same guy, because Parade Kid is just a little bit more feminine than Fat Kid. Not much, but just a little bit more.
Absolutely.
But the only thing that I got to say is I'm a little worried about Parade Kid selling out. Who's his agent? He's turned into like a corporate whore already. What's up with that?
Parade Kid, how do you face the allegations that you are selling out to these corporate interests with all your sponsorship deals?
Selling out? Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, how do you face these allegations that all the sponsorship deals you have is attaining your creative and artistic integrity?
All these, you talk about, like, give me an example.
Right. When these corporations sponsor the Parade Kid and you are getting on the radio and talking about your sponsorships, people worry that this is going to affect your artistic work. Things like the Fat Kid or the Parade Kid song and all the Parade Kid appearances.
No, that's not going to affect that because the appearances is because I'm looking.
Yeah, right.
I'm going looking forward to Monday. Going out with 99X with the limousine.
All right. Well, let's take one more phone call. Steve, you've actually used the
Parade Kid is very nice to everybody.
Yes,
everyone loves Parade
everybody.
Kid. Now, Steve, you've used the Parade Kid discounts.
Right? Yes, I used the Edward Quinn discount. Actually, I was in there getting my hair cut yesterday.
Did you get $5 off?
Yeah, I got $5 off. Appreciate that, Parade Kid. Just happened to be talking about him, and Kim gave me the discount.
Look at this. The Parade Kid endorsement is paying for itself.
Oh, yeah. I got
Tell Kim I thank her.
Oh, okay. No, you thank you, Parade Kid, for giving me the discount.
Yep, I'm gonna always give you anytime it's your birthday, I will make sure Kim give you a free haircut.
On my birthday?
Yep. If you know anybody that has a birthday, and I can verify it with their ID and driver's license, and then where you get a free haircut.
All right, well, Parade Kid, that sounds wonderful. And Steve, thank you for taking advantage of this.
Thanks 99X for hooking Parade Kid up and making him famous.
Absolutely. All right, well, Clark Howard would be proud.
All right, well, Parade Kid, look, it, you're obviously a superstar. Around Douglasville, people are going crazy. The Parade Kid discounts are spreading like wildfire. And on Monday, we're going to have you up here in studio.
Yep.
And you are going to cut your song with Peanut from Phenomena Good Song.
It's going to be an awesome day.
Do you want to say anything to the people before we let you go? Anything about...
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead.
You know, I love y'all all, and I am looking forward to Monday to cut my song up there with Peanut at 99X Studio. And
all right, and do you have anything?
We're gonna make an awesome song.
Yeah. Right, and Holly Furfur from CNN is here, and of course CNN is a huge television news network. Can you really quickly run down who Santa Claus is for her?
Can you repeat that?
Can you tell her about the Harry Potter? How he's Santa Claus now?
Oh, Harry. Well, you know, Santa Claus had retired 2 years, about 3 years ago, and. Harry Potter, the Christmas elf, which is Santa Claus's head elf. Santa Claus sent Harry Potter to the school of Hogwarts so he can steal back the Sorcerer's Stone. And you see, the Sorcerer's Stone was Rudolph's red nose.
That's good.
Well, Rudolph couldn't fly without that red nose.
That's correct.
Which is the Sorcerer's Stone.
All right. Well, Parade Kid, Miss Furfur, this is obviously some story that you should run with. Do you want to get Parade Kid's information?
I'll call you later.
Yeah, you're telling me that you can't get a story done on Parade Kid on CNN?
You know,
that'd be cool. A Parade Kid story done on CNN. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that.
Are you going to tell him no?
My last day on air ever, but sure.
No, it Parade would not.
Because right, Parade Kid would replace you. All right, well, Parade Kid, you are wonderful, and on Monday we're going to rock it out.
Yeah, we're going to rock it. And what time the limousine's going
to
be here?
You're going to talk to Calandro, and we're going to work that all in for you. And Parade Kid, let's hear you say, I'm Parade Kid, and I'm going to rock.
I am Parade Kid, the Italian elf, and I'm going to rock.
All right,
Parade Kid, very good. When we come back, we got the sports tank checks, not playing for the Lakers anymore. Also got Karen West up here. She's going to do the reach around. It is the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.
The Don Miller Morning Show. Jimmy Barron.
You know what? I was pushing for a gay man.
The Don Miller Morning Show. 99X.